Rabbi Chaim Shifa. Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. Firstly, it's a great privilege for me to be able to speak here. I come from a little bit further away, and I can only admire the organizer, Menachem David, who not only looks, who has to look here for speakers in the town. He tries to bring from out of town, uses his network, worldwide network, to bring people to speak. Eibishter zolim helfen. He should always be the Balachsani of Torah, and should give him a brocha that the says in the Tzavor Yirotz Shleiyoy b'Shamayin v'Leiy Kod Seilon. The Torah should always stay in the family, the children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, Altsof Kaladoyus. I was thinking that yesterday there was a story. Start with a small story, which I think a pshat would be very appropriate to say the pshat here. There was about 40 years ago, maybe a bit more. There was in yeshiva in Ponovich. There was shavuos, and they were singing, dancing. Toivli Toras Picha Malfe Zover Chesev. Appropriate for shavuos. Toivli Toras Picha Malfe Zover Chesev. The Rosh Hashiva then, Rav David Povarsky, asked the Bukhrim. The Bukhrim were dancing with their ganze brand, with their slavas, with everything. So he says to the Bukhrim, okay, it's easy to dance and sing this Nigan, but who can Bemis prove that he means Toivli Toras Picho Malfez Over Chesef? To dance is very, to say it is easy, but how do we know that you really mean it, he asked. Bukhrim tried to persuade him with such an answer. He wasn't happy. I heard it from the Baal Mais himself. He told to me, and the person who told to me became, in the end, actually an edim of his. He said to me, this Bukhrim was a young boy, and he came along to the Rosh Hashiva and he said, I'll tell you the pshat. I'll tell you a pshat, how you know Toivli Toras Pichum Alfez Over Chesef, to sing it and dance it, everyone can. So he says, you have got to look at it in a different angle. The Bocha, this was a young boy of 17. He said to him, look at it at a different angle. Let's not look at the title of the Torah. Let's look at that. A Yid, someone would come over to him and he would say, look, I'm offering you $100,000 today, but one Tanai, it's a lot of money, it's Alfez Over. One Tanai, you don't do one mitzvah, mitzvah's tefillin. For instance, you won't do one mitzvah. A week, no, he's not maskim. A day, he wouldn't be maskim. Correct. Yom Tov as well. Yom Tov. Chalamoy, the ones that don't put. Yom Tov Sheni. The Bocha said, would anyone accept such a deal of $100,000 to be mevatel one mitzvah? So you see from there, the Bocha said, Toivli Toras Picha Malfez Over Chesev. That Torah is 10 times more than the biggest amount of money, because no one would be mevatel. The Rosh Hashiva said, he told me the Rosh Hashiva gave him a kiss and he told him, Akzeh good, because I'm very well sad pshat. Coming in here, I don't think we need much pshutim. People give away their time and their everything. They've got a soga and alfiz over chesev and come away in their working hours to see. Is this the Rosh Hashiva, I think, would be very happy with the pshat here, just to come in here to see it, as the pshat itself is totally Torah's pichum alfiz over chesev that the people give away. I think it's coming on to Shavuos now. I'd like to speak about something which is a little bit negeah here as Befrat. In other places it's less negeah. We're a week away from Shavuos. And especially places where Nacht is a lot later. Here, probably in Gateshead as well, Nacht is very, very late. In Eretz Yisrael, Nacht is much earlier. So you have a long night. So there's no real reason to have to daven early. Leil Shavuos, I'm talking about. And you've still got a long night. Places like here, you've got a very short night, especially some davening, I think I remember, some even davening a loss, the night is very short. The shaila is that the Indian of waiting till Nacht, till night, for Kiddush, for davening, is that din Shulchan Aruch, is it a minig, is it... If we get a few minutes, we'll speak about this Nekuda and one of the other Nekudas. The Maisa, it starts off with the Morgan Avrom. The Morgan Avrom starts off here in Tzimut Tov Tzelik Dalet. The Morgan Avrom starts off as Beyoim Chamishim, say that Beyoim Chamishim is Beyoim Chag HaShavuos. The 50th day is Chag HaShavuos. The 50th day, after you count 49 days, the 50th day is Chag HaShavuos. So comes along the Morgan Avrom, and the Morgan Avrom says, you have to wait, because we need to have 50 full days. It says, Tumimo is Tiana. So you've got to have the 50 day full days. So you've got to wait till Nacht. It should be a proper one. Legabe what? The Morgan Avrom's Loshni is, the Morgan Avrom says, Ein Mekatshin, Leil Shavuos, Ein Mekatshin ala Kois, Ad Seis Gechovim, Desiv Tumimo is Tiana. And he brings it to Masters Binyomin, he brings away the Mekoyrus. Bayoni speaks about Kiddush. What about davening Ma'ariv? So you can already start Ma'ariv and then actually come to Kiddush straight away. So you can start eating straight away by Nacht. He doesn't speak about it. The Machtz HaShekel is Medayeg and the other poskim. No, there's no problem. If he doesn't mention it, if the Morgan Avrom didn't mention it, it's obviously he doesn't mind it. You can daven. So you can daven. In theory, according to Morgan Avrom, you could start davening Ben Hashmoshes or however long Ma'ariv takes, as long as, till you get home, as long as you don't make Kiddush before Nacht. The only problem is the Taz on the Taz, and the Mishnah Rule brings the Taz, doesn't the Taz, when the Taz speaks about this here, Taz says, no, not only Kiddush, Taz says, Ma'achrin lahaschil arvis, beknisa shuos, kadesh yei mei svira tumimus. The Taz says, no, not only the Kiddush is the problem, you've got to wait till Nacht, you've got to wait till Ma'ariv. Lemais, if you look up in the Achroinim, the Morgan Avrom brings the Masters Binyomin and the Shloah Kodesh and Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Siddur. They all taina on the Taz. They don't understand why you have to wait for Ma'ariv for Banacht. Why should you have to wait for night? The whole year we do Ma'ariv early. We do Plag HaMincha after Plag. We do Ma'ariv. That means however you learn it, the Pshat is if it's or you say it's Toisus Yom Tov. We'll see in a minute. Or you say Pshat is because Rav in the Sugya then Brochus Rav davened Leil Shabbos. Rav davened Rav Tzuli Leil Shabbos b'Shabbos. He davened, and even not only that, he done Motzah Shabbos. He made early. The Gemara says Rav Oishia davened Motzah Shabbos Ma'ariv and Havdullah Alakois and every Batfila and Alakois. The problem is we don't. The Shechnor doesn't allow to do it because it looks a bit funny doing Motzah Shabbos very early, and it looks a problem. There's a person might easily come do Meloch. You do Havdullah Alakois and it's still day outside, but in theory it's Besedim. It's had Halocha Sheboy. It would be a problem. They say B'Shas Atchak. We'll see in a minute. There is cases where they allow it if someone's shomer on him not to do a melocha or Motzah Shabbos even as well. So the Achronim ask, starting from the Shloah Kodesh, the Kabbalah says the Shloah was only not to daven, not to make Kiddush till by night. Ma'ariv, the Shloah says, you've got Rav who did every Shabbos, Motzah Shabbos. What's the difference? So he says, are you going to say Tumimois? Tumimois is till Toisus Yom Tov. Tumimus doesn't have to be till night. It has to be 49 full days. When is the last day stop? By Toisus Yom Tov. Toisus Yom Tov already makes a Shavuos. Tumimus can be till we mekabel Yom Tov. It doesn't have to be, as long as it's more or less a full day. And so says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden as well. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden says even more stark loshon faked. We should daven Ma'ariv early because he says it's much better. Imagine he says you wait so long you stump as though you makabel the Yom Tov much earlier. It's a much bigger kovod Yom Tov that Yaakov Emden says to do Toisus Yom Tov. You makabel the Yom Tov earlier. You go to shul early. It's much starting much earlier than rather starting it late. So you've got here big machloikas. Many achronim, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and. The Shloah Kodesh says, and that was the minig. There's a sefer Talmud of the Shloah says the minig was by them. They even davened Ma'ariv b'Bein Hashmoshes, and they even made Kiddush b'Bein Hashmoshes because B'Bein Hashmoshes is considered Nacht. They says, and they didn't wait for night. Oba, lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down as the Taz. So lemaisa, the minig is we do wait. The shaila is why. So there's a sefer And we'll see the Machzah Shekel as well as Mo'ira this Nakuda. You can see it later. This might have been one of the reasons why the Taz as well was scared to allow people to daven Ma'ariv early. There's a Sefer, Isoiris Tshuva, a son of the Ksav Sefer, Shailas Tshuva, Isoiris, and he asks, with another Sachronim, they ask, there's a stira in the Taz. There's this big stira in the, here this Taz doesn't allow you to daven Ma'ariv B'Shuas, doesn't allow you to daven, even for Tosis Yom Tov, he does not allow you to daven Ma'ariv before this man. You have to even daven Ma'ariv by Nacht. In Shmini Atzeres, the Olam know, we saw Shmini Atzeres, when Shmini Atzeres comes in, that's by Sukkot. The last day of Sukkot is Shmini Atzeres. So there's a big shaila in the poskim what to do then. Why? The problem is, if you're going to already make Kiddush of Shmini Atzeres, what do you do with the Leishiv Basukkah? It's still day. You've gone made Kiddush by day, early Yom Tov. So there's a big problem. Do you make Leishiv Basukkah or not? Because you're eating by day, and it's in theory it's still Sukkot. Meidach Yisa, you've been Makabel Yom Tov, Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, you can't say Tatata de Sasra, you cannot say Chag HaSukkos if you're saying Yom Shmini Atzeres. So the Mashal and the Taz actually brings him down in Hilchas Sukkah, and he says, Mashal says, V'shunoi finished, you've got no choice, you're stuck here. Do you can eat, obviously, you can eat, but it's Sukkos, and so you'll have to make Leishiv HaSukkos. You cannot be Mekadosh Shmini Atzeres, because it's Tatata de Sasra, you've got no Eitzer, you cannot make Kiddush till Banacht. Yeah, he said, that's the problem. Because if you're going to make Kiddush, what are you going to do with the Leishiv HaSukkah? He says, in theory, it's day. The Mashal says, you see that it's not Nacht for many, many things, because he says, L'gabe Ma'irav, L'gabe Sfiris, Oyim, Atoises, Yom Tov, can't make it Nacht. So you see that there's many things. Now, we will see, time permitting, we'll see what dinim is Atoises, Yom Tov. But one thing you see from there, he says, that, so the Mashal says, you have no Eitzah, you have to wait till Banacht, because otherwise, what do you do with the Broch of Leishiv HaSukkah? That's what Shmini says. Comes along the Taz and he brings the Mashal there and he says, I don't see the problem. The same Taz who says here, you have to wait till Manah, says there, Shmini says, what's the problem? But there's a din of Toises Yom Tov. Toises Yom Tov, he says, makes that it's a new day. Forget about the old day, he says, and it's a new day. And the day, it takes away the day. And now it's Shmini Atzeres. He says, what about Krishna? Why can't you do it before night? Obviously, because those are dinim in night. Nacht, it's not Nacht, but in dinim of, is it Shmini? So is it Sukkos? The dinim, the new Yom Tov comes in, and it's Shmini Atzeres lechol dova. There's no leishiv basukkah. You can forget about the sukkah. You don't have to make kiddush in the sukkah. So the Achronim asks, why is it different over here? If the Taz is so sure that the Toises Yom Tov makes it a new day, kvacholaf, v'holach, and it makes it a new day, and it can take away the Sukkos, even though it's still by day, in theory, and it takes away the Sukkos, and it makes it Shmini Atzeres. So why over here does he say that the Toises Yom Tov that you will make earlier on Shavuos, I want to daven Ma'ariv, like all the Achronim say, the Shlor, that the main problem is that, and you've got the Nekuda more than that, is that Rav, you see that we daven every night after Plag. We daven every night after Plag. So why is it different Shavuos? Kiddush, you could say, because Kiddush is more, because Kiddush, you're coming along and taking away the Sfira, the day of Sfira, and you're making it Shavuos. But Ma'ariv doesn't have to be. Every day we daven Ma'ariv, and it's still not Nacht. That's when we daven Ma'ariv. We daven Ma'ariv of Plag. We see from the Rav. What's the Shabbos with? Yeah. No, then. Yalom Yovai. Yeah.
Don't do both, either
or. Okay. Either or. So the Shaila, here there's a stira l'chora in the Taz. Yeah. Why the Taz? So they come along, so some achronim come along and suggest a new reason here that's to do with Shavuos. They tie there's a new vort here by Shavuos, nothing to do with normally. Normally, taka, there's such a thing as Toises Yom Tov, and that's why the Taz holds you can be Mekarim, you can make, you can daven Ma'ariv even by Shmini Atzeres, you can daven Ma'ariv by day. Because you have no problem. He says Shavuos can be another problem. What's the problem by Shavuos? So they come with a theory problem. Shavuos, everyone stays up by night. Now if you daven by day, so we're going to daven by day, no problem. Toises Yom Tov, we daven by day, Rav, Plag HaMincha, we daven. What's going to be with the Krishna? So we know that everyone has to learn Krishna again afterwards. If you daven early, by night, you daven Krishna. And when it's Sfira, you do say Sfira again. What happens if Chas Shalom a person forgets? What happens if he forgets every Friday night, he forgets to say Krishna? He's missed it. He's missed. So there is, he said it by Krishna Shalomita, correct? When he went to bed, he said Kriya Shema. So it could be his Yoitza without Krishna. even though he wasn't mechavim for that. But it could be the issue in the Rishonim in Brochus that he was mechavim. So at least he's got the krishma shel mita. Shavuos by night, when no one goes to bed, so comes along, some want to suggest this in the Taz. So he's going to daven Maariv early, and so krishma he won't have said by nacht. Okay, he's been yoytzatak and Maariv, everything. But what about the krishma? Sleeping, he doesn't go to bed either. He's up the whole night. So they want to suggest maybe, so the Taz was choishish for this problem, maybe. And he said, and if you notice, the Mogen Avraham Taka mentions, the Mogen Avraham who mentions that you can only do Kiddush by night, or by the Mogen Avraham, the Medag, the Machzah Shekel's Medag, that you can daven Maariv, yes. So he says, oh, but don't forget, there's later on a little small Mogen Avraham, the Mogen Avraham mentions, but don't forget, you've got to say, he says here, so the Mogen Avraham says, you've got to be careful, one thing, say krishma. So it could be someone to suggest that the Taz simply, very simply, was scared that person in theory, be'emes, you could do it, there's no real shaila, but he was worried, people don't sleep. No, so you won't say kriya shma lamita. So you won't chas shom for mitzvah say derai, so you're going to be mastered for davening early, therefore the minig stayed to daven ma'ariv banacht. That's what someone. Who? But for the next morning, you mean chaparayim? What you say for shachris? That'll be for the ma'ariv one. I think there is talk about that in brochas. If you're allowed to, there is
before nets.
But what, just a minute before nets. No, yeah, to dance on both. He's using it for both. You want to speak about that? So this may be the reason. Oy bazoy, it's a bit easier. If Taka, this is the reason, it's a bit easier. It's a bit easier, let's say an older person, Noshim Befrat, or Skenim, or Yoldus, or Choylim, it's very difficult for them to wait to daven Maariv, to wait to Kiddush till let's say 10:30, 11 o'clock. And if the whole thing is a gezeira, it could be a little bit later. But Lemaisa, the Soyuz Tshuva right to the end, Minig Yisrael Toira, Lemaisa, the Minig is in the last 300 years ago, it looked like the Minig was that they did daven Maariv between a Shmolshus and earlier a little bit. But he writes that Lemaisa, the Minig is as though it could be because of Taka, because of Krishma, and you can't change a Minig and Oba, Taka, we'll see if there's time still, that there's a Shuvan in Sheva Talevi from Rabbozen. And Rabbozen says that an older person, it could be a Moishev's Kainim in all these places, it could be, we could be Mati, such a thing, in theory. If practical, we could be Mati. If there's time, I'll try and explain that. There's one other big Shaila here. What happens, ladies? If the whole vault, Noshim, let's say a lady, her husband went away for Shavuos, if she's mechuyev to wait as well for Tamimus, the Hainu why, if the reason is to wait for Kiddush, because we've got to wait till Tamimus Tieno, it's got to be 50 full days, so a lady is not mechuyev b'svira soima, she can make svira soima, she can make a brocha, but she's not mechuyev. So now if we say she's not mechuyev b'svira, is she mechuyev to wait till the Tamimus of the Kiddush, what the Mogen Avraham is saying, we've got to wait for Kiddush, because it's got to be a full 50 days. Does a lady have to wait as well, who's making Kiddush herself, her husband's not here? So the Achronim, the Poskim want to say, that's clear that a lady has to wait, because there's no two dates of Shavuos. Shavuos is one date, 50 days afterwards. To be Marech in this Indian, in Magdan, there's a tshuva in Chasam Sofer, in Kuf Mem Hei. He speaks about, here it's morning as well, here, the second day Yom Tov of Shavuos, and we'll mention the Nekuda, what he brings out there, Bekitza. He says, Azoi, Shavuos is a different Yom Tov than every Yom Tov. Why? Every Yom Tov has a date in the Torah. The date is, if you look in the date, B'yoy Masir, Tesvov, this is Tesvov Nis, and this is Tesvov. Shavuos doesn't have that. Shavuos has a day. Has a simon, a day, 50 days from Pesach. There's no date. Before we did the cheshbonus of the Mekadosh, that we knew when years ago when they were Mekadosh the Chadoshim on Al Pi Re'iyah, it could be any time, because it could be Mole and Chosa. 3 different days, correct. Correct. So there's no proper date in theory. Because it could each month could be Mole, Chos and Nissen could be Mole, Iyah could be Mole, could be. So he says there, so you see from there that it's different. Well, the Mainafkumina, that's different. Well, what's the difference? So Shavuos has something different, there's no proper date in the Torah. So he speaks about a Shaila which came on second day Shavuos. There was a big Shaila then, a big tumul in the Poskim. There was never a Yid. A Yid who was going to sing, on the second day Shavuos in the times of Reb Shlomo Kluger, and it was Shavuos, it wasn't any other Yom Tov, and his wife, they didn't have any children, and it would have come out that the doctor said that he won't make it anymore till Motzei Shavuos. So the Shaila was, they have no children, Shaila was, she'll be a Iguna, she'll have to Chalitza. He writes there that the Yovam, the brother of the Baal, was living in Roim. She was a very poor woman. There was no flights, there was no nothing. And the chances are she would stay a Iguna for many years. So some Rabbonim came along and said, let's be Mate to make a get. Second day Shavuos, what's the problem? Why is it easier, second day Shavuos? So he says, so the Matirim came along and said, very clever Cheshbon. Every Yom Tov, Pesach and Sukkot, we need to do 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Lotz here. Why? Because we were Mekadosh Alpi the Eidim, and the Eidim didn't get to, in Eretz Yisrael, the Eidim, everyone knew when we were Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh Nissan. By coming to places very, very far in Chutz Lotz, we didn't exactly know when they were Mekadosh in Yerushalayim. So they didn't know if it was Chose or Mole. So they had to do 2 days, just Chas Shom Noon Shedit Chometz or Pesach. Shavuos had 50 days, you had 50 days. You had 50 days. Anywhere in the world, the Shliach could get, and all you had to say was when they were, in theory it was more than 50 days, it was 65 days, I think, because they had to know when Rosh Chodesh Nissan was. It doesn't matter when Iyar was or when Sivan was. We know, that anywhere we know, we make a Cheshbon 50 days from Pesach. How do you know when is Pesach? From Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So L'Choyer, but he writes that you had 50 days. 50 days. Anywhere in the world, they knew when it was Shavuos. In the world. So why did they have to make the second day Yom Tov? So what's the second day Yom Tov? So maybe, so oh. One Talmud Chochem says, Loi Plug. That means Loi Plug. That means really that the idea was for Pesach and Shavuos. For Pesach and Sukkot. Shavuos was Stam. People will remember Shavuos, Sukkot. So they wanted. So they to the shoyalim wanted to say, well, we can allow, obviously not stamp to be mechal yom tov. Letzoyrich mitzvah, iguna. There's no. Chsoyfer came along, and they come along there with another cheshbon that it would be letoyver sameis. One knows that this is the Beis Shmuel says that when one does chalitza, it's not only to allow her to marry. Let's say chas shalom, an old lady who's got no intention of remarrying. The Beis Shmuel says you should really do chalitza, even though she has no intention of remarrying. Why? Because it's not good for the there's a problem with the neshoma of the mace. However you tied it up. So they came along and said, look, second day Yom Tov, we allow you to do things Tzorcha Meis. This as well. Not only is it Tzorcha Chai for the Iguna, it's Tzorcha Meis because the Neshoma won't re-inganate until he's had the Chalitza. So maybe you've got to sort out the Chalitza. So maybe do a get, maybe do a ksiv. Sofer came along and said, Beshum Oifem Ponov Nisht. He said, Loi Plug, as you said. But he came along, it was Mechadish more than the Loi Plug. He said, Loi Plug must be, comes on, it's L'chumra even more than other Yomim Tovim. That was his Veltz Chiddush there. So why? So he's, because he says that why did Chazal do it, Bichlal? Elomai, he says, normally it's Sveika de Yoima. Sveika de Yoima is Sofik if it was Yom Tov or not. Here, if it's Loi Plug, it's more Chomodik. Loi Plug, not to come to other things. So Meili comes along and then...
For the second day.
So he says it's even more chomer than Pesach and Shavuos. Really? It's Sukkos. Chomer and Shachomim. It's not al Sofik. It's brought Tol Vadai. That's his Chiddush. The only heter there is on the second day Yom Tov is Chas Shom shouldn't be. Legabe Meis is the Ramos says it was like it's like a chol. That's the only heter. Even by Shavuos, agav that you see from Mechsoifa that there is no. There is no Eterium on second day Shavuos. Or he brings out from there a lady. So the 50 days, a lady has no different Yom Tov. A lady who's by herself now and wants to make Kiddush earlier cannot do it. Because the same Shavuos, he says that the man has a the lady has the same Shavuos as the man. And Enochanama, the lady is not Mechuyib B'Svir Soima. Correct. She's not Mechuyib to be Soifa Svir Soima. But what happens? But he says, but she's Mechuyib to keep Shavuos. Right, Svir Soima. And Shavuos cannot be different than the men's Shavuos. It's the same time. And if you say Tumimo has to be by night, so the men's Shavuos is by night, so she is well after it. So the Maisa, obviously there's no way she'll have to wait. Obviously, if she can. There's one more thing by
you kind of go to give a get anyway.
Who?
The goat is in a state of mind to be able to give a get.
That was a shaila I've heard many years ago on that shiva. Seems like he was okay, his das was okay, but his goof was gone. That you have to say. That's what I've heard that shaila. It seemed like his head was—he was there, physically, he was there, but he was too schwach. He was never going out. That's what one will have to say. But it wasn't matter anyway. That thing. Legabe hadlokas neiros. the minhogim ahin legabi yom tov, when for isha to be madlik neiros, there's minhogim both ways. Some say it's better to do by night, but every yom tov I'm talking about. And some say the reason to do by night, befrat, I think in chutzlot mu, I'm not sure, because the second day yom tov, you have to do it by night, because you cannot do the second day yom tov by day, because it'll be a problem of meichin miyom rishon l'sheni. So some, I think, want to say that the first night as well you should do by night, because of that also you shouldn't have a gezeira, no one should come to do. But there are many poskim. Who? No plug. So some want to suggest that in chutzlots befrat, it's better to the light hadlokas neiros by night, even the first night. Some light, but what, the second day you can't light early. So I thought you said loy plug from because of the second day. But you can't do it the second day. So some want to suggest that maybe it's better to do the second, like in chutzlots you have to do the second day by day. By night. So even the first day, loy plug. The in Akdoma in Tur, in the Prisha, there's a long Akdoma from the son of the Prisha. And he writes many, many things there. And he writes there from his mother. He writes there from his mother a few things by Takonas of Hadlokas Neiros. One of the things he says by Hadlokas Neiros is that his mother said, he brought from his mother, the wife of the Prisha, it's the son of the Prisha writing there, that no, for Yom Tov, Zichri you should be lighting by day. For a few reasons, he says. Yom Tov you should light for the day. It's not covered Yom Tov, he says. To come in those days, it looks like those days it was dark. There was no lighting. So he said, you sit in Choshech till the husband comes home. He writes, his mother said, you sit in Choshech till you come home. And what sort of covered Yom Tov is that? So he writes there, Vadai. He doesn't speak about Chutzlots, although it probably was a Chutzlots, but he doesn't mention that the second day Gzeira. He says, it's not covered Yom Tov. He comes along with another big Taina that Kol Melocha She'ef Shalasa is. Erev Yom Tov, you shouldn't be doing it Yom Tov. So he says, why should you light a fire which you could do food that would taste exactly the same? You shouldn't really be doing it on Yom Tov if you could do it Erev Yom Tov. If it tastes, we say it doesn't taste the same, so we allow. But so he writes. So that was the time of the Rishon. So Lemaisa, Prima Goldem, a lot of people say that's much better covered Yom Tov. Neiros to come into Yom Tov a day already when it's lit, coming dark, when the husband comes home it's still dark, and then you start lighting the Neiros, it's not covered Yom Tov. So many say by Yom Tov, the Prima Goldem, Mata Ephraim says it, and many say you should light by day. Obviously everyone's got a different minig. By Shavuos, can be it's a bit different. Even the ones who say that you should light by day, can be that it's better to light by night. Reason being, because we just said now Noshim have as well the same din of Shavuos. Now it could be when a lady's makabel Yom Tov, it could be when a lady lights the hadlokah neiros, it could be she's mekabel Yom Tov. Now, if we've got, it's like a man's kiddush, in other words. And if we're saying that really we should wait for tamimos for kiddush, so it could be. So some want to say maybe she should be mechaven not to be for Yom Tov, and if it's toys Yom Tov, I saw Zapshat once, but it's very hard because the problem is you say shechionu. Shechionu means you're mekabel Yom Tov. I'm making a bruch on the Yom Tov which I'm mekabel on myself now. So there is many who want to take a say that could be Shavuos, even though every Yom Tov you do light by day because it's much bigger covered Yom Tov to come into Yom Tov by day. Or it could be that by Shavuos, some have seen that you don't say Shechionu Taka. That the lady should wait till the husband makes kiddush shechionu. She should light by day. Else, we know it's everything covered Yom Tov, not being mechaven. But it would mean a lot to explain that to a lady, I suppose. I don't know, but that's the nekuda of the Yom Tov. There's one other nekuda. I want to speak about Toys Yom Tov. I don't think there's much time anymore. This is where to summarize the whole thing. The Shevet Halevi, he's got a tshuva in this Indian as well. In the Indian, and there, basically you see that if, as we said, that the Indian is only because of Krishma, it's a bit easier to daven Ma'ariv, obviously. If the problem was we're worried that person won't sleep and he won't say Krishma, it's a little bit easier. And you see many Achroinim here say that there is no real problem, but Etzem, Baba, mini Yisrael Torah, Lemaisa, Taz brings it, and the Mishabru brings it, so one can't just change it. The Sheva Tareh, he's got a Shaila there in Chelek Ches, but his Shaila is a little bit more complicated because they asked him, what happens if Motzah Shabbos is Shavuos? Motzah Shabbos is Shavuos. Now the Shoyal writes there, it's talking about an old age home, older people, Yoldeson, Anoshim Skenim, Anoshim Chaloshim, children, all sorts of people. Can they dab Meirav in theory? Can they even make Kiddush on Leil Shavuos? So L'Choira, if Stam, before one looks, L'Choira, it can, the Meirav wouldn't be such a problem, as we said. The Kiddush would be, one has to wait for Tmimos, but if you've got the Taz, if you learn like they say the Taz, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that if one holds of Tosfos Yom Tov, Tosfos Yom Tov means that when you're makabel early, it's properly onto. The shaila is what? There's not enough time to go into that. Is it only legaba issa melocha that you're not allowed to do, or is it yom tov lechol dova? Who? That's it. Rashi in the Tam of Tosfos Yom Tov was the Rashi in. By the Eimish to Vayichul Hashemayim Vols Chol Son, the Rashi says that Vayishpois Beyoyim Hashvi. The Eimish to stop working on Shvi. Vaychal Elikim Beyoyim Hashvi. Melachta Asher Osei. Stop Beyoyim Hashvi or stop Beyoyim Hashishi. So Rashi brings down the Torah. Who? So Rashi brings down the Torah that the Eimish to knew exactly the second of Shishi to Shvi, so he could stop on the second when it goes over. But we can't. So Rashi says we don't know the seconds. There's been a small. So Rashi says that's the Mekor of Moisif and Michoel al Hakodesh. You've got to make it early, and we've got to be mekabel on ourselves daily because of Issa Melocha. The Mekor is Taka Issa Melocha, and some want to say, some Rishonim want to say it's only Ligab Issa Melocha. Some want to say that it's a holdover. There's Tosis in a few places about that, but there won't be time for that now. So coming back to this point, so if it's there's a proper Tosfos Yom Tov, and if you learn Avada by Shavuos, could be it's a bit different Agav of Tosfos Yom Tov, because it says v'krosu be'etzem ayoyim azeh. Some say that the Kiddush has to be be'etzem ayoyim azeh. There's a mute in Parshas Emoy of v'krosu be'etzem ayoyim azeh. That means there will be a issa melocha there, or but the Kiddush, the v'krosu, the Kiddush, the kriya, the calling the Shavuos can only be be'etzem ayoyim azeh. Only on that day, be'etzem azeh. So the Sheva Talevi there was asked. When that will finish, I think. The Motzah Shabbos, they wanted to make Shavuos early. Motzah Shabbos was Shavuos. So here we have two problems in theory. We have a problem of Motzah Shabbos. Are you allowed to make Kiddush? Havdalah, you're going to have to make Havdalah early. Havdalah early. And you're going to be mekabel on yourself, Shavuos. So the Shavuos Chelek is not too worried about. Because of all the reasons that we spoke about, wasn't? What about the Motzah Shabbos? If you're going to doubt, but he talks about only chasrom, only a bedieved, only people who mamish lefi atzoyrich. He writes there.
How do I have to be careful? We have to meet out and have there.
No melochas. No, you won't even be able to warm up the food for Leil Shavuos. You won't be able to warm it up. He writes there. Because it's Shabbos.
Yeah.
Rabbi Oishia davened Meirav. And he made Abdullah ala kois. Who? But he probably drank the kois as well. But melochas he didn't do. And that's why in the Urechaim, the Shechnoch Shtein Urechaim, because the two Lashon is why we don't allow anyone to do it today. Unless Milsa the Tmiya, one is the Lashon, and the second Lashon is because also the Zilzulu be melocha, he'll come to do a melocha. Who? So
make Kiddush.
Kiddush you're allowed to make. That's not melocha.
He'll light a lamp for Yat Nehoz. But he won't think of it.
Yeah, so he writes there, Obachas, you're allowed to, he's mate, in Chelek Ches, you can have a look, he's mate there. Obviously only, he says, B'shas Atchak, someone who can't wait till 10:30, old age home, or Yoldeson, or people. Because you've got as well, Tosfos Yom Tov, you've got all the Tzerufim. But the Shabbos, his main concern is the Shabbos. He writes there in the end, Oba, there should be someone on top of it, to make sure to be standing there, that they shouldn't do any melochas. Chas v'shalom, till by night. You can eat, you can be Kiddush with a ner, unless he's got a ner lit already, or he's got I don't know how he would do it, or with kibui, with all that, probably will have a problem. If he could, probably, unless Shabbos you can't light it. No, Chas v'shalom you can't do, Shabbos you wouldn't be able to do a ner with Yom Tov. You'd have to wait to warm up the food, you would have to wait, who? He'd have to wait till after Yom Tov. He can start the Suda, the cold things, and he can start. And he says, he's matter de shah satchak. Oh, but there should be a shoimer. There should be someone who's checking on them, not to do chasrom any melochas. Because then it would be a problem of the mamisha. He says, by Yom Tov, you can do oichel nefesh. You can start warming up later on. And by, and by, and by, And so you see from there, there is for certain people, there is, you see it's a little bit easier. That's what you see from the tshuva. That's what I want to bring out. You see it, there is, you can't be mad at such a thing at all. Well, the Eibush to help him, the time's up, no? 2 minutes. There's one vort which I was thinking on before. There's a vort of smach zvulun b'tzisecho v'yisocha b'erecho. So the Welt asks, what's the smach of zvulun b'chlal? Well, he's happy to go out to work. Well, the Torah should write such a notion, he's happy to go out to work. Who? Oh! So the rabbi says a good vort. The rabbi said a good vort that if he knows that he's going out to work is to support the yisocha, then he's a smach. He knows, it's not for the work. But Amais, I'm just thinking here, another pshat, with the oilem going out after shia in the morning, that's called already, there's something to be happy with. He's not happy because he's going to work. He's smach zvulun, but he's been koina an hour of Torah. He's smach for that chelik, not for the chelik going to work. He's smach that he's used up the zvulun, but it's a sech. Zol leibish to help him, you shall be zoicha. In a way, I must tell you, you're luckier here. You've got 2 days yomtiv. You've got 2 nights you could stay up in Eretz Yisrael. There's only 1 night, and the famous story of the Shlach Kodesh, where the Shlach Kodesh brings down, as well was with the second night. They caught a minion and they stayed up the second night. There was Gilu Shchina there, so you see the second night. Obviously, we don't. I don't know the minig if one can or not. But when you've got the second night Yom Tov, you've got here much more chances than in Eretz Yisrael. You have 2 nights Yom Tov.
So,
who? The story was in Chutzlords. The story when they were still in Chutz Roads with the Bisyos. So if you look inside, it's a long story. I wouldn't have time now to say the whole story. And there was Gilu Shchina, they had a minion and everything. So they wish to help and you should all be so attack to Gilu Shchina and everything. All the Zach and Kabbalah Satoira.
I just want to mention one thing which Menachem David has asked me to mention. As you probably know, that in the week after Shavuos on the Sunday, there'll be a Achnasa Sefer Torah memory of my late brother, Zichron Levracha. Although this Sefer Torah is being commissioned by the Manchester Basin, it's also actually a Kehillah Sefer. And individual members have been contributing, and Baruch Hashem are doing very well, and shuls and various moisters. It's a cross Kehillah, it's not just the Basin, it's cross Kehillah, because of the way he touched everybody. So the intention potentially is, according to Menachem David, is that Start Your Day should also donate, etc. I don't think he's asked for contributions at the moment, but if anybody is interested in being mishtatif with that, then please mention it to Menachem David or to maybe Chaim. And also, I'd like to give you for advance warning that clearly it would be very nice if when we do the actual Hachnasa, which, as I say, will be on the 11th of June, 5 o'clock from Steen Court to Beis Yisrael, if we would all attend, it would be a big nechama to the family, particularly my father. Thank you very much. I don't know.